This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is set to visit Saudi Arabia in Egypt this week for talks that he said will focus on pushing for a ceasefire in Gaza, the release of hostages held by Palestinian militants, and planning for post-war Gaza. Speaking to reporters during a visit to the Philippines Tuesday, Blinken said he told reporters the reasons for the visit are multifold.
It's, of course, to push for an agreement on a ceasefire and the release of hostages. As you know, we're intensely engaged on that every single day, and we're doing everything we can to push that forward and to reach an agreement. But it is also to continue the conversations that we started back in January on exactly the question you raised, which is post-conflict Gaza.
Blinken said the U.S. has also impressed upon Israel the importance of them having a plan for Gaza when the war ends, hopefully soon. Meanwhile, Qatari officials said they were optimistic after talks with Israel's intelligence chief David Barney in Doha aimed at trying to reach a ceasefire agreement. Qatari Foreign Ministry spokesman Majid al-Mansari confirmed for reporters Tuesday at a news conference that Barnard had in fact been in Doha.
He has left Doha, according to the information I have, and the technical teams are still meeting here in Doha.
Ansari stressed that an Israeli ground operation in Rafah would set back any progress that had been made in talks so far. He said that Barnier was to meet with Qatari's prime minister and Egyptian officials in the talks, the first since mediators failed to secure a truce before Ramadan, the holy month for fasting of Muslims, which began this past week. The technical teams are now reviewing the details of a potential deal after top negotiators discussed the key issues. Ansari said negotiators were at a point where they hoped a counterproposal would be presented to Hamas, but he said this is not the last step in the process. This is VOA News. As he convened the latest meeting of the Ukraine Defense Contact Group in the Ramstein Air Force Base in Germany Tuesday, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin vowed that the U.S. will continue to support Ukraine's war effort against Russia, even as the U.S. Congress remains stalled over funding to send additional weapons to the front. Addressing more than 50 defense leaders from Europe and around the world who are meeting at the air base, the United States will not let Ukraine fail. He says it's in everyone's interest to see that it doesn't.
The UN's international...
I apologize. That was the wrong piece of sound with that. The coalition Ukraine Defense Contact Group is an alliance of 56 countries and the European Union who support the defense of Ukraine by sending military equipment in response to the 2022 Russian invasion. The meeting comes a week after U.S. defense officials managed to find and use $300 million in contract savings to fund a new package of military aid for Ukraine, pulling weapons from Pentagon stocks. Germany's defense minister indicated that the group would approve a new ammunitions package for Ukraine at the meeting. Japan's central bank has raised its benchmark interest rate for the first time in 17 years, ending a longstanding policy of negative rates meant to boost the economy. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The Bank of Japan's overnight call rate was raised to a range of 0 to 0.1% from minus 0.1% at a policy meeting that confirmed expectations of a shift away from ultra-lax monetary policy. It is the first rate hike since February of 2007. The bank had set a target of about 2% inflation as the key indicator for tightening credit. But Tuesday's decision allowed room for adjustment, and the BOJ said the economy still faces extremely high uncertainties. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
The UN's International Labor Organization reported Tuesday the international criminals are reaping $260 billion a year in profits from forced labor. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The UN's International Labor Organization says illegal profits from forced labor globally have risen to the obscene amount of $236 billion per year. The group adds sexual exploitation is to blame for about three-fourths of the total take from a business that deprives migrants of money they can send home, swipes jobs from legal workers, and lets criminals behind it dodge taxes. The tally for 2021, the most recent year covered in the painstaking global study, marked an increase of 37% or $64 billion compared with a decade earlier. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.